I have to go back to Matt because again, another thing that came out at the meeting, I think the radiation docs were talking about that I thought was curious, was this issue of trying to decrease the toxicity of whole brain when you give it. I know it's not a targeted topic, but I just thought it was interesting. And the two things that were discussed there was hippocampal sparing and the drug memantine. It looked like there were a fair number of people who used both of those. I'm just kind of curious, Matt, any thoughts about those two strategies?
I think both strategies have level one data now, good, well-designed phase three trials with statistically significant differences. But I think that some of the criticism, especially the memantine side, is that there might be a statistically significant difference, but not really that much difference in clinically meaningful outcomes. But memantine is a fairly easy drug to give, and so I think it's come into greater usage. Hippocampal sparing, you know, there's always the concern that by sparing the hippocampus, if you eventually developed metastases there, they might be harder to treat. But again, phase three data coming out do suggest that that's a relatively safe strategy and might improve cognition scores, you know, at time posts past the radiation exposure. But again, not dramatically different, but maybe enough when we have patients living longer where we have to resort to this kind of therapy to use that.
Estella, what happened with your patient?
No, this patient, I mean, we recently met this patient, so we decided to monitor the patient on osimertinib, and we're doing an MRI in 2 months.
So how long has she been on the osimertinib at this
Just
point?
Just 2 months. No side effects and gaining weight and no neurological side effects either, I mean, in terms of the brain meds.